KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. A long time ago, in cultures fading from memory, people aspired to live their lives in straight lines. They went to school, worked at jobs, dated for a while, and got married, or didn't. Some still toe those lines, but not the mercurial young lovers in Jacques Audiard's lovely romantic comedy Paris 13th District. The lives here are being lived impulsively, erratically, and sometimes self-destructively, with a common denominator that's expressed cheerfully by the alpha and only male of the group. I channel professional frustration, he says, into intense sexual activity. His name is Camille Germain, and he's played by Makita Samba, who makes Camille charming in or out of bed. He's about to take time off from teaching high school to work on a doctorate, so he needs inexpensive living quarters. When he answers an ad for a room in an apartment, the tenant, Emily Wong, is surprised to find a male Camille at the door rather than a female, as expected. No matter, though, Camille assures her he's on sexual sabbatical, and Emily is nothing if not adaptable. The actress who plays her, Lucy Zhang, is nothing less than dazzling. Emily is also hungry for love and connection, though she cops only to an appetite for sex, and like most of the others, she's thwarted in her working life. An extensively educated French-Chinese woman in her 20s, selling phone and TV data plans from the brain-deadening precincts of a call center. Jacques Audiard isn't someone you'd expect to be directing a full-fledged romantic comedy. His filmography includes Read My Lips, a wonderful crime thriller that only starts as a love story, and A Prophet, a shattering drama set in a French prison. But his vistas seem to have been expanded by his co-writers, Céline Sciamma, she's the writer-director of Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and Léa Missius, who did Ismail's Ghosts. All of them, I should add, based their screenplay on three graphic novels by the American artist and cartoonist Adrien Thomine. Paris 13th District pays homage to Eric Rohmer's talky 1969 classic My Night at Maud's, but it's got a lot on its own mind and gets plenty off its chest. All of the main characters are exceptionally interesting and articulate in their various ways, and the film isn't just about their search for love and the vagaries of modern dating, but the craziness of life as it's lived by passionate, gifted people with insufficient channels for their passion and shabby containers for their gifts. They're surrounded by a surfeit of choices, none of which seem good, until examined more closely and worked through with tender care. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.